it's nothing like Wales, you see. You ever been to Wales? And the sheep? As far as you can see, it's all green. Jerusalem. As far as you can see, it's all brown. No, that's what it's like. That's what it's really like. And you see, us shepherds, well, we hang out all day together. With our sheep, in the daytime, we wander around, leading them to green pastures, leading them to those areas that just have little green shoots. They're the green pastures that we speak of. Well, to be honest with you, as we wander around, we don't have sheepdogs. You see, we don't do that kind of thing. That's what the Welsh do. Are the Welsh playing the English today? Anyway, but that's what the Welsh do. It's not true. What we do is this, is we call for our sheep. That's what we do. Because what happens is we lead our sheep from place to place. We don't need to herd them together. We don't do that. They know our voice, you see. So we call out for them. Here, sheepy, sheepy. Here, sheepy. Oh, yes. What a great hit. Sorry, Tim. You see, our sheep hear our voice. And they know where to come. So they follow us. They follow us to our sheep pen. They go in and come out, and this is where they live. This is their safe place, you see. At night time, I'll sleep here with my gate. I've lost my gate. Gatey, come on. In your own time, girls. Thank you ever so much. Take a bow. Give them a round of applause. You see, it's the gate. And so what my job is, it seems really easy. My job is easy. What I do is I literally lead the sheep out to the pastures in the daytime, and then we come back into the safety of the folds through the gate. Because you know, out there are wolves and there are thieves and there are bad things to steal my sheep. Now, of course, they're not really my sheep, though, are they? I couldn't afford all these sheep. There is an owner, and I just take care of the sheep. In fact, this is a pretty rubbish job. I have to sleep out here at night time, every night, with the sheep. But I take care of them, and I look after them. And every time I open the gate, they come in, and they're back home. That's my life. My gate's a bit broken at the moment. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a joke. What do you get if you cross a lamb with a rocket? But I don't know. What do you get when you pass a lamb with a rocket? A space sheep. Okay, have you heard this one? Why will the sheepdogs not listen to my jokes anymore?
I don't know. Why will the sheepdogs not listen to my jokes anymore?
They keep telling me that they've heard them all. Oh, stop it. You couldn't do better. Oh, no, stop it. We're not going into panto. But let me explain to you what's going on. You see, this is what being a shepherd should really be like. But do you know that there are rubbish shepherds out there? You probably don't know them. Maybe there are. There are rubbish shepherds out there. There are people, in fact, who are shepherds, who shouldn't really be shepherding. They haven't got a license. Well, in those days, there wasn't any license, but it was quite simple. They were called Pharisees. And Jesus had a few stern words to tell them. He was a carpenter, but he still knew a thing about shepherding. So what he did was this. He told the Pharisees straight up. He said to them, "You're rubbish." That's basically the passage for today. If you want to remember, We won't repeat the "you're rubbish." But actually, there's a positive message. But that's the point. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. What was happening? Well, quite simply this. You see, the Old Testament was all about a people. They were called God's sheep. And God called shepherds to lead his people. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 7 tells you exactly. It says, "Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, because my flock lacks a shepherd, and so has been plundered and become food for all the wild animals, and because my shepherds did not search for my flock, but cared for themselves rather than for my flock, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against the shepherds, and I will hold them accountable for my flock." You see, people were, well, whether they were dressing up or not, they were sneaking in. And they were basically trying to lead God's people, the sheep. What they were doing was this. Instead of a sacrificial system that pointed to the blood of the lamb that was supposed to be shed for them, and we know Old Testament, New Testament, that's pointing to Jesus. What they were doing is they were sneaking in another way, or at least they were pretending that they didn't tell the sheep about the gate. That's what it was. They got rid of the gate. They said, "You don't need the gate." So the Pharisees started to come up with laws. You know, the Pharisees were saying, "Well, you've got to do this and you've got to do that, the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments and you'll please God. In fact, fill these 300 laws and you will be pleased, or God will be pleased with you." That's what the Pharisees said. They said it's rules and regulations, it's law. And they didn't point, as Moses and the whole of the Old Testament truly does point, to the one sacrifice that will one day be made. Can you see how the Pharisees were leading the sheep astray? And can you see, therefore, their gospel, their good news, in theory, was, well, lacking the gospel. Lacking the gospel, the gate. So when we have this fullness of life for a sheep going in and coming back in safety through the gate, what the Pharisees were promising was fullness of life elsewhere. With rules, with regulations, with law. It had nothing to do with the gate at all. There was no gate in their ministry. There was no need of a Messiah. There was no need of a Savior. It was just rules. That's the Pharisaical way. It sounds shocking, but have you ever played a game of rugby without a ball? We're hoping that the Welsh this afternoon will feel a bit like that. But the truth is this, it wouldn't make sense. It just doesn't work, does it? You go to school and if there's no teacher, be chaos. There were sheep and no real shepherds. Just thieves and robbers pretending to be the shepherds. So, Jesus told the Pharisees, "You are like thieves and robbers." And what did the Pharisees do? Well, understand. That's what it tells us in verse 6. Have you read verse 6? Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees didn't understand what he was telling them. They didn't understand this picture. They knew all about being shepherds and sheep, but they couldn't grasp what he was saying. So he spelt it out for them in black and white. He was saying this, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers." That was Jesus' message. It's all about me. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the gate for the sheep. So actually, as you think about the picture, you think we are like sheep. We need to listen and recognize the voice of the shepherd, the one sent by the owner of the sheep, the one that points us to the gate, to come in and go out. You see, there's only one voice to listen to, and that's Jesus. There's only one good shepherd, that's Jesus. We'll hear about him next week. There's only one gate, one way. It's Jesus. One sacrifice for sins. It's Jesus. That's what we get. And you see the picture. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. They will enjoy a sheep's life. Safe, protected, enjoying the green pastures. So watch out for those who are pretending to be shepherds, but are not true shepherds. Now, if you're like me, we don't like the picture of being sheep. But that is what the Bible tells us we are like. We each are like the sheep. That's the truth. We are like the sheep, but the question I have is, who's shepherding you? Who's leading you? Who are you following? In this day and age, it's easy. You just look up who are you following on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Who are you watching on television? Who are you reading in the books? Now, are they people who are good shepherds to you? Do they lead you to fulfillment through the gate? That's the challenge we have here. Do they take care of you? You see, the promise in the passage is that the sheep go in and out via the gates. That is the place of security. And if we are like sheep, who are we following? J.C. Ryle wrote a little section on this passage that highlights the problem we have, even in the church, because you couldn't spot the difference. You can't spot the difference from what they wear. They won't go around looking like this. Jesus condemns the Jewish teachers. There was no door in their ministry. The minister who makes much of Christ as a pastor after God's own heart, whom God delights to honour. The minister who makes little of Christ is one whom God regards as an impostor, as one who has climbed up to his holy office not by the door, but by some other way. You see, unconverted ministers are the dry rot of the church. When the blind lead the blind, both must fall into the ditch. If we would know the value of a person's ministry, we must never fail to ask, where is the lamb? Where is the door? Where does he bring forward Christ and give him his rightful place? I hope you pray for your leaders and those that influence you. I hope you turn off those that are leading you astray. But to be honest with you, we are leaders as well. We can be like shepherds. If you're a parent, grandparent, godparent, if you're a neighbor, you will be leading other people. Being an example, being a model. And the question is, so how are you leading others? Are you leading them astray? Are you shouting about the fulfillment of life that is found in going to the gym, having a better car, having a bigger house, going on holidays? Are you shouting about those things to bring you fulfillment and fullness of life, as our passage tells us? Well, be reminded, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We need to be shouting about the fullness of life found in Jesus, the gate. So let me challenge you. Today, this week, instead of shouting about the holidays or maybe other things that you've done, maybe we need to think about shouting about Jesus, the gate. And how in him we find fulfillment. Yes, we might have been somewhere else, but do you know what? I read this amazing book, and this amazing book told me about the transformation that Jesus brings to someone else's life. Or maybe I've just spent some wonderful time with Jesus this week. Do you see the difference? Do you see how we can be led astray? How we can lead others astray by shouting about the fullness of life elsewhere? Well, may we today guard our hearts from being Pharisees. Do you know I was a Pharisee? Do you recognize it in yourself? Up until the age of 14, I thought it was all about doing good, being nice. You know, when you go to school and they talk about school values, all that kind of stuff. But the problem with school values is you can follow school values, but it doesn't tell you about Jesus. It's a gateless gospel. There is no such thing as the gateless gospel. I lived my life trying to be better than the next person because I thought that was good enough to get me to heaven. That was good enough, wasn't it? And then I realized I was missing the gate. I was missing the Messiah. I needed a savior. Well, let me ask you today, are you missing a gate? Have you missed out on the Messiah, or at least are you missing a Messiah? Do you understand you need a savior? My plea to you is this, is come to Jesus, who is the gate. He is the way, not any other way. He is the way. And those of you who are faithful sheep and recognize the voice of the shepherds, as the passage speaks of, let's make much of the gate. Let's make much of our Messiah. Let's make much of our Savior this holiday time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that Jesus spoke directly to these Pharisees, and we see in them something that tries to tear our hearts away from the gospel. This belief in rules and regulations, this love of stuff and other things that will draw us away from you. Guard our hearts from being Pharisees, we pray. And give us the wisdom to listen to those who make much of you, who speak of you, who feed us and lead us in paths of righteousness, particularly listening to the Good Shepherd, Jesus. May we go from here with Jesus on our lips. We ask this in your name. Amen.